Does God know what I'm going through? Yeah, He's all knowing. Does God care about what I'm going through? He does. He loves me with a love that is always faithful. Is God powerless in this situation? He is not. He is omnipotent.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. One of the most common questions we face, well, or asked rather, in this podcast is about depression. And this comes up often. We've already addressed this in previous podcasts, but with a different angle. So I wonder if you could talk about it a little bit more again. Are there specific biblical examples of depression and how to deal with it? And how does a pastor like yourself, who has to face this often in a church, how do you respond to someone in the congregation who is depressed? And what should a Christian do in general who is overwhelmed with depression?
Yeah, there are multiple examples of discouragement, you could say, or depression in the Bible. The Psalms especially give voice to discouragement or disillusionment. I often think about Psalm 73. Think about Asaph when he sees what he believes to be the wicked prospering and the righteous suffering. And it really troubles him. I mean, mm-hmm. to the point that he says that his feet almost slipped. Hmm. His faith was really tested by what he saw. But then he says that he went to the sanctuary of God and there he found his help. You know, his perspective was changed and God reminded him of where the wicked ultimately end up mm-hmm. and what the end is for the righteous and how what we see in these moments in our world don't represent the whole story. So in that psalm, you find not only the reality of discouragement and depression, but you also find the answer, which is to go to the Lord and to listen to His Word. And this, Josh, is what I've found helps people the most, Christians I'm talking about, is you just have to preach the Word of God to yourself. Hmm. The worst thing that someone can do is center in on themselves, their circumstances, their feelings even. The best thing they can do is look away from themselves. And we're taught to fix our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. And in that way, we run the race. And so I would encourage people to fix their eyes on Christ and fix their eyes on the Bible's descriptions of their present state and their future glory as a Christian. Mm-hmm. So when I think about my life right now, God's at work, Romans 8, 28 through 30, working everything together for the good for those who love Him. I trust that even things that I go through that are difficult, that are not pleasant to me, that I don't enjoy, God's at work even there for my good and for His glory. Mm. God, I have to bring the attributes of God, what He's declared about Himself, into my mind, into my heart, regarding my situations. Does God know what I'm going through? Yeah, He's all-knowing. Does God care about what I'm going through? He does. He loves me with a love that is always faithful. Is God powerless in this situation? He is not. He is omnipotent. Being all-powerful, has He somehow restricted Himself so that He doesn't involve Himself in what I'm going through? No, He's sovereign over everything. There's not one mm-hmm. detail of my life that He's not Lord over, that He's not on the throne about. So if He knows everything about my life, if He cares about me with an everlasting love, if He is sovereign over every detail of my life, if He involves Himself with my situation so that everything in my life is ultimately resulting in my good and His glory, what do I have to be afraid of? What do I have to be afraid of? And the more that I can preach those truths to myself, the more accurate my perspective will be. And that's something else I would say. What we're really aiming at is not some sort of artificial encouragement. That never helps anybody. Hmm. I don't want to tell someone who's discouraged something that just makes them feel better. What God is doing in His Word is not calling us to positive thinking. What God is doing in His Word is calling us to truthful thinking. So the good news for any discouraged Christian is this. The information I would give you from the Bible that would lift your heart, I'm not just pumping you up with some sort of artificial pie-in-the-sky positive thinking. All I'm asking you to do is to call to your mind what is true. I mean, what's real. And if Christians can get a hold of reality, then they won't be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the answer for the discouraged heart, is to think truthful thoughts. But that's going to mean preaching God's truth to your own heart in every circumstance.
And how do we do that, though? Because as anyone would know, if you are, even if you've just sinned and you need to confess, or if you're depressed and you feel like, okay, I know in my mind what I need to do is preach to myself, but you have zero desire to do it in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, how do we prepare for that day when we're not depressed?
No doubt about it. Yeah. Sometimes, in fact, depressed people can feel, they don't have drive. They don't have an interest.
Debility.
And this is why the church is so important as well.
Okay.
I mean, God has given us multiple means for our encouragement, one of which is to preach the truth to ourselves, another of which is to have someone else preach the truth to us.
Yeah.
So don't isolate yourself. Make sure that you're fully involved with your church. And then don't hesitate to pick up a phone and call a Christian friend.
That's good. Yeah.
And say, you know what? I'm discouraged today. Mm-hmm. I really am. Don't even be afraid to use the word depression. I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of transparency allows then others who know the truth to preach the truth to our hearts.
And so maybe what scripture would you go to if somebody comes to you and says, I'm severely depressed and I want to, I heard you say on Sunday to preach the truth to myself and I'm struggling with that. What?
Yeah, 1 Peter 5 is a great place to go. 1 Peter 5 envisions that very scenario, and to take all of our anxious thoughts and to cast them onto the Lord, knowing that He cares for us.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 5 talks about doing that. Psalm 73, I mentioned, is sort of, he begins the psalm in a dark place. He ends the psalm in an uplifted place. You see this often in the Psalms. The psalmist begins in one place, ends in another place.
Mm-hmm.
And what is in between the beginning and the end is a rehearsal of truth
mm-hmm.
to the psalmist's own heart. Psalm 42, Psalm 43, the psalmist asks the question, why is my heart in this condition? And there are answers that are given. So I would say the Psalms are a great place to go for that. 1 Peter 5 is a fantastic place to go for that. In fact, we have a little book, Walking in Grace has a little book, Answering Anxiety, and it is an exposition of 1 Peter 5.
Your own exposition. Right,
right. And so I would recommend that to anybody. But there are other great books that have been written on anxiety and discouragement and depression by solid Christians who are going to take you to the Word of God, and that's your need. Your need is the Bible.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.